The Lewis and Clark Expedition has gone fishing. For Private Silas Goodrich of Massachusetts, the Lewis and Clark Expedition was a fishing trip of a lifetime because most of the Corps' route followed two great river systems, the Missouri and the Columbia. The small amount of angling gear in Captain Meriwether Lewis's pre-expedition supply list suggests that he didn't foresee fishing as crucial to the Corps' survival, but rather perhaps as an emergency backup system, a means of varying the Corps' diet or an opportunity for a pleasant diversion. At a cost of $25.37, Lewis acquired 125 hooks, several dozen assorted fish lines, a sportsman's flask, and an 8-stave reel. He also bought hooks and lines as gifts for Indians. The journals of the expedition don't have much to say about fishing methods or the baits that were used. At the Great Falls in the Missouri, Lewis wrote in his journal that Goodrich was using meat and grasshoppers for bait. On the lower Missouri, Goodrich pulled in huge catfish, some of them weighing more than 100 pounds. At the Great Falls, Goodrich began to pull in 2- and 3-pound trout of a new species. Lewis wrote in his journal a small dash of red on each side of its ventral fins, the flesh of a rose red. Today, we know it as the West Slope Cutthroat. Lewis next recorded Goodrich's fishing at Camp Fortunate on the forks of the Beaverhead. By this point, game was scarce. The trout Goodrich caught were more than welcome additions to the ration. Silas Goodrich may have remained in the Army after the expedition. The only known post-expedition record is Clark's note that he was dead by the year 1825. That's the story of Silas Goodrich on LewisandClarkTrail.com, where you can relive the adventure.